General Principles for IPC and Surgical Interventions. The general principles for preventing and controlling infections stemming from implants are much the same as for general surgical interventions. Here we discuss these principles within the context of implants. The steps to prevent infections and implants, which can be divided into those that occur before, during, and after implantation. In general, such infections commence in one of three usually distinct manners. Introduction of the microorganism at the time of surgical implantation, contiguous spread from postoperative wound infection, or by hematogenous seeding of the device from transient bacteremia or fungemia after the device has been inserted. Targeting these three pathways minimizes infection risks. Here are some additional principles. Include in preoperative screening protocols such information as the patient's background medical history, previous diagnoses, medication, social and behavioral factors, clinical signs or symptoms, and results of preoperative testing, example, elevated glucose. If possible, identify and treat all infections remote to the surgical site before elective operation. Take preoperative antiseptic showers both the night prior to operation and also on morning of surgery. Follow evidence-based general surgical procedures, such as those of the Surgical Care Improvement Project, SIP, which focus on reducing the following elements that increase patient susceptibility to perioperative wound infections. Preventing hypothermia. The perioperative nurse should keep patient warm, monitor the patient's core temperature during surgery. Monitoring/correcting elevated blood glucose levels. Avoiding preoperative hair removal by shaving. If necessary, use electric clippers just prior to surgery to avoid damaging skin. Appropriately using perioperative 4-administered antimicrobials, a standard practice for implant surgical procedures because it reduces the microbial burden of intraoperative contamination. Using either antimicrobials, example, mupirocin, or antiseptics for nasal decolonization for high-risk surgical procedures. Treat HH as a frontline strategy to minimize the transfer of bacteria into the operating room and to the patient. Double gloving is a common practice during invasive procedures, intended to provide additional protection for HCP. Maintain the operating room environment to minimize intraoperative contamination that can lead to infections in implanted devices. Minimize personnel traffic. The microbial level in the operating room is directly proportional to the number of people in the room. Use compulsive sterile technique during the procedure. Pre-plan device placement and prevent hematomas through the use of pristine surgical technique, cautery, suture closure, and pressure and by avoiding low molecular weight heparin. Emphasize teaching HCP to recognize early signs and symptoms of infection in routine follow-up care. Evaluate whether endovascular implantation devices are infected during episodes of bacteremia. Staphylococcus aureus bacteremia prompts such an evaluation. Minimize the use of intravascular lines, when not required, to reduce risks. Use a combination of efforts from the entire surgical team. The surgeon, medical physician, nursing staff, technicians, support staff, and the patient. Maintain an uninfected device by minimizing infections at the site of the closed incision and at remote sites after surgery. Rapid healing of the skin incision without drainage or hematoma formation reduces the risk of deeper infection. Insertion and maintenance bundles. Based on current literature, strategies related to indwelling medical devices should be organized and implemented as stringent protocols. There are clinical practice bundles and checklists to assist in performing and achieving the best evidence-based practice when inserting, maintaining, and removing these devices. A bundle is a collection of evidence-based interventions and best practices that HCP should follow to prevent and control the transmission of particular conditions or infections. It is important that all interventions included in a bundle are applied for every patient, every time. Other potential components of a care and/or maintenance bundle include dressing checks, monitoring for correct use of disinfecting solutions, educational programs for nurses, updates to hospital or facility policies, provision of visual aids, competency assessments, process monitoring, publication and dissemination of regular progress reports, and careful monitoring of supplies necessary for care, availability, accessibility, and so forth. Ultimately, the success of a surgical procedure is dependent on the use of vigilant sterile technique and aseptic environment, clean personnel and practices, and a healthy host.